It's 6:20. This is KERE News. I'm BJ Austin. A bill introduced today in Austin would limit access to restrooms and locker rooms for transgender people statewide. Senate Bill 6 would ban local non-discrimination laws that give people the right to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. Public schools and government buildings would be required to designate bathrooms and locker rooms based on sex at birth. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick spent the last several months promising a so-called bathroom bill similar to the one passed in North Carolina.
You can mark today as the day that Texas is drawing a line in the sand and saying no. The privacy and safety of Texans is our first priority, not political correctness.
The bill does allow public schools and universities to create individual accommodations for transgender students. The Texas Association of Business says the anti-LGBT legislation like Senate Bill 6 could cost the state billions in lost economic activity and more than 100,000 jobs. Philip Jones, who heads the Dallas Convention and Visitors Bureau, says it'll hurt tourism, too.
Perception is reality. And if the perception is that we are a city or state that discriminates, we will lose a lot of business, and a lot of current business, and a lot of future business.
Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss has said a bathroom bill is not a priority. The legislature convenes on Tuesday. People who work expect a paycheck, maybe health insurance. And as more and more companies set up shop in North Texas, however, they've had to get more creative with perks. Jill Cowan is a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. She spoke with Public Radio's Texas Standard.
The more fun ones, in-office bars, you know, gyms, more lax dress codes, things like that. But one of the most interesting ones that I reported about was that State Farm is now offering actual college classes for credit on its office campus, which I've been told by recruiters is sort of cutting edge.
Cowan says in North Texas, big companies are putting down roots and want to be competitive when it comes to hiring workers.
These corporations are making that long-term investment. You know, Toyota is spending hundreds of millions of dollars on a fantastic new campus. So they want to make sure that they're going to be able to recruit people who are going to stick around for a while.
Cowan reports unemployment in Dallas-Fort Worth was low in November, 3.5%. As a professional explorer, Hillary O'Neill has taken part in more than 40 expeditions. She's the first woman to climb two 8,000-meter peaks in 24 hours and was named one of the most adventurous women in the world of sports by Outside Magazine. Today on Think, she talked about the dynamics of climbing with Chris Boyd.
For sure, the first several expeditions I went on, I chose to go in all-female teams because I found that we talked about absolutely everything, and by doing that, I just learned a lot more and created a really solid foundation for myself to then be a contributing, solid member of a mixed team. So I think men sometimes are more put your head down and go forth, and women like to talk about it and really work through problems. And I mean, I don't think there's an expedition I've ever been on that I haven't cried on at least once. So, yeah, I do. I think there's very different approaches to climbing.
Hillary O'Neill speaks tonight at 7 at the Perot Museum of Nature and Science as part of the Nat Geo Explorers series. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. Dallas producer Sick With It has performed with rap superstar Lil Wayne. His beats for music videos have gone viral, and his work has been featured on the Showtime series Power. Each week in Art and Seek's Artist Spotlight series, we follow the personal journey of a North Texas creative. Today, Hadi Mawagdi jumps into the studio and learns that making music is about more than just making beats.
I'll play you this joint that I did yesterday. It's crazy.
That's Dallas producer Joel Garcia, better known as Sick With It. Today he's working at EMP Recording Studios in Arlington with Dallas rapper Bobby Sessions.
Right now, I've already kind of got the beat laced, but we wanted to revisit some parts of it and get in a good place for Bobby to finish writing to it so we can record him.
Sessions wants a track that makes you bob your head. But he also writes to inspire people who are dealing with struggles.
picking the right producer is so important because I'm making you responsible for the sound that's going to accompany this message that could stop somebody from killing themselves.
So what does a producer do? Well, Sick With It's mentor, the North Texas producer S1, has worked with Jay-Z, Kanye, and Beyonce, and he says it's far more than beat making.
It's being able to put the right artists on the beat, create the right hook, make sure the mix is good, make sure the vocal production is good so that the vocals sound right. So a producer is able to oversee the whole process and the creation of that song from start to the end product.
The move from beatmaker to producer is a graduation process, and Sick With It graduated in 2009 when his hip-hop group The Citizens got the opportunity to open for Lil Wayne in their hometown, Corpus Christi.
I felt like we had propelled into this whole situation on a more professional level, and it caused me to say, okay, if people are asking us to be a part of something this big, that must mean that the music is actually quality and good.
After the Lil Wayne show, Sick With It pursued music with every free moment, even though it was his job with a video production company that paid the bills.
It was my passion. It was that thing that's like, I can't wait to get out of work because I'm going to stay up all night and work on my craft.
Eventually, he decided to quit his job and focus on his dream.
Straight up, I was afraid. I didn't have a lot of money saved up, and it was a struggle, man.
For a few months, Sick With It had to depend on unemployment and food stamps.
Every month, I questioned whether I should go back to work, and there got to a point where I was like 3 months behind on my rent. They were about to shut off my lights, and it was just a lot of things that were going wrong, and I just didn't have the financial means to help me keep going.
But finally, in 2013, 4 years after he hit the stage with Lil Wayne, and only months after he had quit his job, his projects began to pay off.
Literally, like in a week's time, all in the same week, I had placed a record with Snow the Product. I had placed a record on the hit TV show Power with 50 Cent, and I had also placed a record on a beer ad with Tecate.
These placements fueled his dream, and in 2015, he was invited to iStandard's prestigious Battle of the Beats competition. He competed against 1,500 other producers, and he won, something he says he couldn't have done without belief in a higher power.
Faith, for me, is everything. I'm a believer in God. I believe that my talents and my gifts come from Him, and I believe that every opportunity I've ever had in my life has been an open door because of him.
Sick With It credits faith with providing him strength on December 26, 2015. That's when tornadoes tore through the Rowlett neighborhood where his family lived, destroying his sister's home and his car.
We're, you know, trying to salvage whatever we can. I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna get around. And I just thought, man, this year is totally shot.
But somehow, he regained his footing, and 2016 turned out to be his most successful year. He was named Dallas's best producer by the Dallas Observer. His beats were chosen by hip-hop magazine XXL for their Freshman Cypher videos, and those videos have had more than 30 million views. He also released a documentary shining a spotlight on the producer scene in North Texas, and he was nominated for a Dove Award, which recognizes Christian music. He says it's like a fairy tale story.
I'm not winning Grammys. I'm not having hit records on the radio yet. And I did say yet. But I just enjoy my journey and I see the constant growth. I see the progression and I'm 100% happy with that. I can't complain.
Hadi Mawagdi, KERA News.
See a video of Sick With It and Dallas rapper Bobby Session in the studio at artandseek.org/spotlight. Overnight low, 25 degrees, gusty north winds. Tomorrow, 20% chance of snow around the DFW metro area, 30% chance closer to the Red River. TxDOT's been out treating the bridges and overpasses. High tomorrow, 32. Saturday, sunny and high, 38. 33 in Dallas, 32 in Fort Worth, 23 in Wichita Falls. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.